Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The preacher and the teacher. Mustard and Johnson. It's Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Talk all things socks, pats, B's and C's. Right now with Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network at WEEI.com.
And welcome to the very first full day of summer, June 22nd. I know the days are officially getting shorter, but the sun is out for the first time in a couple days. Somehow or another, Larry Johnson, I am not particularly optimistic and full of sunshine about the Boston Celtics, who just about 365 days ago were sitting pretty, were the preseason favorites in the Eastern Conference in the NBA. They had the Sacramento pick that would surely be in the top five, maybe even number one. They were poised to go to the finals, challenge Golden State or anybody else who came out of the West. And here we are, second round exit in five games against Milwaukee, and three picks in the NBA draft, not exactly sending all kinds of shivers through Celtic Nation, and of course the impending exits of both Kyrie Irving and Al Horford. It's not a great time to be a Celtic fan, I would say.
Well, I think people are adjusting to this latest news update that not only is Kyrie looking elsewhere, but so is Horford. So you have, you know, they're two mainstays of the years past in terms of a veteran presence that they could, you know, sprinkle the young kids there and learn from them, and that, you know, they would be on their way. And, of course, it didn't turn out that way. And I'm sure there'll be stories coming out. I hope there will be stories coming out in the near future as to what exactly happened. We have an idea with Haywood, that they just, the coach was insistent on pushing this player back from the dreadful foot injury much sooner than he should have been, and that caused some tension and problems with the younger kids on the roster, who year before that were playoff bound, and it just turned out to be a big mess. The other question you ask is, where was Danny in all of this? I mean, what, are you going to wait a whole season to realize that there's some unrest on the roster? I don't understand that.
Well, I think it was an organizational decision. I don't believe that that the Celtics, Brad Stevens and Danny Ainge, make any moves independent of each other. Well, let's face it, the buck does stop with Danny, but I think when Brad Stevens, I think his reputation, of course, was sullied a little bit, his old player from Butler, and there was that perception, and we have discussed it over the last couple months, certainly right after they fell in five games in Milwaukee, and Hayward had a good first game against the Bucks, and after that, it's almost as if he fell right off the table.
He did.
And then there was the...
with the ankle.
The speculation that there was, perhaps it was from Stevens, maybe it was from Ainge, maybe both, that the young players felt as if Hayward was being put in when he shouldn't have been put in. And you go back to the success they had all the way to the fourth quarter at the Garden 2 years ago against the Cavs in Game 7 that would have set them up for NBA Finals appearance against Golden State. In retrospect, that might have been a bad thing for the Celtics because those kids thought they could win without both Hayward and Kyrie, who were both sidelined in that series and throughout the postseason, obviously, that year. And so you come in, Kyrie's back, they're trying to get Hayward back into the rotation, and there's a lot of resentment, particularly from Brown and Tatum, who, in a lot of ways, and Rozier, probably number one on that list,
yeah,
who had a terrific postseason, who defied all of the odds. And, you know, they did break down. Remember, they were awful in the fourth quarter in that Cleveland game two seasons ago. And that really did, I think, sow the seeds of a lot of discontent this year. It was just a bad mix. I don't know. We're not, you know, college basketball experts. I watched a lot of Zion. I watched a lot of NCAA tournament. I defy you, Larry, or me. We're not going to sit here and analyze Romeo Langford, Grant Williams, Carson Edwards, and Tremont
Waters. Why not? Hyten was delighted with it.
I was shocked that Tommy thought it was one of the best drafts the Celtics ever had. Did I hear that Langford was number one on his draft list going
yes.
in?
Yeah.
Surprised he was still available for the Celtics at 14.
I love Tommy, but honestly, just hold back a little bit, Tom. Although this kid Langford, I guess, has a lot of potential. He injured his thumb, so you really couldn't get his overall game in terms of shooting and things of this sort. But the biggest problem is, and I'm sorry, I mean, certainly I want the Celtics to be playoff bound and challenge for the championship. But at the same time, what's that expression? I don't know where you're going to go, but you got to get the hell out of here. And I think that I don't want a team, and I think most Celtics fans agree with this, I don't want a team with a couple of players on there who don't want to be here. If you really don't want to be here, then get out.
How surprised are you that Horford feels the need to find another place to play?
I like Al, but when you look at his age, he's only got a few years left, trying to make as much money as he can. But I think even more important than that, he wants to play on a team that's already solidified and just a player or two short. Not literally, just a player or two short, then they could use an experienced big man. He doesn't want to be around all that squabbling, and I don't know how bad it got. I don't know how Celtics reporters, beat people, didn't have any inkling or any note of that. I don't remember reading any of this, how bad it got during the regular season.
I was listening, and we all did, after Game 5 against Milwaukee, all the various comments and how people responded to that meltdown against the Bucks. And I was most intrigued by what Horford was saying, because I wasn't sure. You think about Horford. He's a class act.
I like him.
He's a bright guy. He's mature. He doesn't indulge in any diva-like activities like a lot of these players do. He's no Kyrie, let's put it that way. He's not mercurial. He's as solid comes. He won two championships as a college player back-to-back. He played on a successful college team, and since he's been a pro, he's been an excellent pro for Atlanta and the Celtics, yet he's never gotten anywhere near an NBA championship. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, he's at this point, I don't think Al Horford cares about the money. He can make $30 million playing another year at Boston. He wants the security. I'm not saying he doesn't want the money, but don't you get the feeling
$30 million's not enough. You want your security.
Absolutely, of course. I mean, you wouldn't accept $30 million 1 year. You'd
absolutely
go for the long
not.
Term. You'd go for the long-term deal. But more than anybody else, I think Al really needs to be on an NBA championship contending team. And what does this tell you about where the Celtics are and how far they have fallen, not only in the perception of the fans and maybe people around the league, the perception of a guy that has been here for the last couple of years and knows it's pointless to stay in this organization because they're not going to win in the next 3 or 4 years, and that's
but
all he's got left.
I blame Ainge and Stevens more than anybody. I really do. I don't know how, as much as Danny has put some masterful strokes together and made some great deals and gotten some people in there, how the heck long are you going to stand on the sidelines and watch these team players bicker back and forth and Kyrie complaining? And I mean, he might be all world and all of that, but you can't stand back on the sidelines and watch your team fall apart like that and do nothing about it.
Right. But to be fair, and I've been...
I don't want to be fair.
I know. You're not... Well, you are kind of fair sometimes. But Danny a year ago was the mastermind. He was the genius. He had...
Been a long time, baby.
He had everything all set up. All the ducks were in a row.
Right.
He had the Sacramento pick. It was going to be a lottery pick, a high lottery pick. He had Kyrie coming back. He had Hayward coming back. LeBron had taken a powder, no longer leaving a gaping hole in the Eastern Conference for the Celtics to drive right through with a Mack truck. And then Kawhi went to Toronto, and Milwaukee started to play really good basketball. Budenholzer taking over there as their head coach, and Giannis finally emerging after 3 or 4 years. So suddenly the East is more competitive. Philadelphia, a legitimate team. And then all of the stuff that we've been talking about for the really for the last month, month and a half, since they went down to Milwaukee, all the chemistry stuff or lack thereof. So the question is, and we don't know, because unless you're a college basketball junkie and really break this stuff down, we don't know if Romeo Langford or Grant Williams or Carson Edwards or anybody else that joins this team is going to be fixing what ails the Celtics. But I think you have to, and I think Celtic fans are willing to do this. They're willing to take that step back. I don't think anybody's angry. I think they wish things were different, that things worked out the way we anticipated.
See, I think they were. As a Celtics fan.
Are you angry?
Yeah, a little bit. But it's becoming, I want, June 30th can't get here quick enough for me, and get a large broom and get Kyrie and all of them. Get them out of here.
You are angry.
I want them out of here.
Yeah.
I really do. If you don't want to be here, then fine. Good. Pack your stuff and get out.
But, you know, after all of this trading, this dealing, all this maneuvering, the Brooklyn picks and all the quote-unquote fleecing that Danny has accomplished at the expense of other general managers around the NBA, what have they accomplished after all of that? Not much.
As Stevie Wonder would say, you haven't done nothing.
Great song from the mid-70s.
Really?
Love it. And he did a lot. He seemingly made this team a contending team. But the reality was different than the theory. So what looked good on paper didn't quite work out very well on a basketball court.
I mean, I feel bad for him. Certainly I do. One who's had his own medical maladies as it is with the heart attack and stuff. So, it's hard to hammer Danny, but so bad because of that. I mean, that's, we all have to be merciful. Believe me, when you get hit with any type of health, serious health issue, everything else stops and you have to pull it together. I think Brad Stevens was way too laid back in all of this, way too laid back. And so what do you do from here? Assuming things go as reported, that Irving's out of here, Al Horford's out of here, and there's no Anthony Davis coming here, I would build around the kids that you have. And I think if there's an effort out there by this younger group, there has to be some healing that takes place with them too, you know, with Brown and Tatum. When you realize, and the team tells you, that when it's all over the place that they're going to unload you, now all of a sudden somebody's got to be able to go to them and talk to them and tell them, well, you know, we were thinking we wanted to do it. Think about it. You were going to be valued for Anthony Davis. That fell through. So now what do we do from here?
Speaking of that, that happened on Saturday night, hours after we turned off our microphones on our last show 7 days ago. What was your initial thought when that came down on Saturday night, AD to the Lakers?
I was surprised with how much the Lakers had to give up. But, I mean, he is a powerhouse, Anthony Davis. And when you put him with LeBron, and if they can pick up some other pieces along the way, then I think it'll be good for them.
Their problem is,
I didn't want him here.
Really?
Wait a minute.
You didn't want Anthony Davis in a Celtic uniform?
Wait a minute. If they had to give up as much as it was reported, they did. I'm not a big advocate of that. I think that, as we learn with players with the Warriors, they had two serious injuries to two of their best players, Durant
and Thompson.
That one twist, one move the wrong way, and you're out. And I think that to think that they would have emptied the shelves and got rid of all these young potential kids and brought in Davis and then have something happen to him, and it could very easily, right. Particularly when you're a big man.
Right. I'm just thinking about
Boogie Cousins. I mean, it happens.
Oh, God, yeah.
Then what do you got?
Right. Here's the way I look at it. And when it came down on Saturday night, you can look at it from two perspectives. I think it kind of works together. If you're in New England and you hear that Anthony Davis goes to the Lakers, you really don't want that to happen because it's the Lakers. I don't care where the Lakers were this year. They didn't make the playoffs. There's a lot of dysfunction in that organization. We all know it. LeBron not making the playoffs for only the second time in his career. But from a Celtic point of view, you don't want Anthony Davis going to the Lakers.
See, I disagree with you. I think the Celtics have taken such a precipitous drop. You have to understand something.
So they're not exactly going to be playing the Lakers?
Yeah. No. The year before, they were going to go to the playoffs.
They're going to the finals the year before.
This past year, with how they played against Milwaukee and how they closed out the series and just limped off the floor, was disgusting. Even Grosbeck, even Maxwell said in all his years of doing the play-by-play with the Celtics, this was one team he did not like. And I think that because of that, I'm speaking as a Celtics fan. I'm an avid Celtics fan. I just want them to clean up their act.
You're not worried about any other team,
though? The Lakers aren't even on their radar screen right now. I want them to clean up their act. I am concerned that they're going to need another big man. They did draft this 7'6" kid out of
UCF. He's the kid that almost beat Zion in the second round. Yeah.
The one thing I do like about him, I don't know anything about him, but the photograph they ran on him, he's no shrinking violet.
Well, I'm an expert on Taco Fall because I saw him play in one game against Duke in the second round, and he's obviously 7'6" by definition.
Why
he's a rim protector.
Why didn't anybody draft him? Why didn't anybody draft him?
Work in progress. Hasn't played a lot of basketball from Senegal in Africa.
In the second round, you wouldn't take a flyer on somebody like that?
I think it's an excellent pick.
7'6"?
Excellent pick for the Celts.
He averaged 11.7 rebounds and 2.6 block shots. So, right. I mean, I tell you one thing. The winner in all of this, to me, is the NBA Summer League. Between Zion and Barrett and Morant and all of those kids will be playing in the Summer League. So it's going to be intrigue and a lot of fun to watch these kids go up against each other in the Summer League.
Yeah. I did not hear the reaction on this radio station in the Boston media yesterday. I was down at the Cape. Not that I can't get those stations, but I was trying to stay out of the rain down there and was occupied with other activities. What was the general consensus at this station yesterday about the Celts?
Nothing. I think you have to. It's like, you know what it is? It's like burning something in the oven. So you have to wait a day or so for the smoke to subside.
I've done it a few times, unfortunately.
Yeah. And I think that right now, people are waiting for the smoke to subside. And I think that they're going to wait and see what comes out of this mess. I still think you can't really I can't really react. I mean, well, if Danny will get up off his knees and stop begging Kyrie and stuff to please come back, I don't find that very appealing at all. Strap him on, Danny, and just tell him, well, pack up your stuff and get the heck out of here then if you don't want to be here. He was a pain in the behind this past year. I can't tell you. Remember at the beginning of the summer or whenever it was, when Kyrie got out there and said, oh, I can't wait to get my number up on the rafters and all of that crap he was talking about. Then in the middle of the season, he starts whining and complaining and he doesn't like anybody and the earth is flat and every other kind of crap he came up with. He's a pain in the neck.
Meanwhile.
I don't want him.
Meanwhile, Grant Williams out of Tennessee, he was the SEC player of the year.
Well, that was healthy.
His mother. This is right out. What's the name of that movie where the story of all those African-American women worked for NASA?
I know what, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Excellent, yeah.
What was the name of that movie? I can't remember what it was. Her mother, his mother is actually a NASA engineer. He was recruited by Yale and Harvard and chose Tennessee.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, he got drafted by the Celtics, so he's getting close to Harvard anyway. And he was actually asked about that very question. Do you believe that the Earth is flat, like one of your perhaps teammates once said? But look, doesn't look like he will be a teammate. So, well, at least we got the other side of that equation with Grant Williams, who brings a scientific mind to the Boston Celtics, and we shall see. But basically, just looking through the internet and the various places that opined about what the Celtics did, better than I thought. CBS Sports gives a C to Langford, a B to Williams. Carson Edwards gets an A. Tremont Waters gets an A. The Ringer says Langford B, Williams A. SB Nation, Langford B, Williams A. Sports Illustrated, Langford C, Williams B plus. But some positive reviews. And not to mention Tommy. Very
well,
excited.
That did it for me.
That was the coup de grace right
there.
That
did it for me. But I, again, I like some intrigue in a draft. You got to give me one or two players that there's some intrigue to it. And I think this kid, this 7'6" kid, I think will really...
Taco. Taco. Are you a Mexican food fan?
If I'm Taco, man, I'd grab that in a second. I would. And I think the other one, I don't know if he'll play in the summer league. I hope he does. I think he should. Is Robert Williams, that first round, the pick they got last year, shot blocker, 6'10". I'd like to see some more experience from him and see what. In other words, that's what I'm saying, Craig. What's done is done. You got to get over it. If the guy doesn't want to play here, get out of here. And just start rebuilding. Let's see how good they are with Brad Stevens and the like. I hope Brad Stevens learned his lesson, too. Way too docile with this whole thing. He should have been all over it. Turn the page. I like the nucleus of what they have with the young kids. And I do think that they're certainly not championship bound, but they certainly are in the direction of getting everybody together, have a great big team meeting, let everybody air out how they were feeling and the like. And maybe Haywood, I know there he had signs of looking terrific. So let's wait and see how they go. And we'll go from there. I really do. The other story's on the top of the docket that we will, by the way, we will have Steve Bulpet on in the second hour. He's certainly a basketball expert in terms of he's been writing for years about them. So we'll get his input on it. Red Sox won last night. They came back. Christian Vasquez had a walk-off home run. They look like, I was very impressed with what they did against Minnesota. I thought that was great. I think that they've got to stop playing some more top-quality teams and showing that they can beat them. I am still concerned about Chris Sale. I don't know what ails him. And, you know, he left the game after about 70 pitches or so. So that's concerning to me. It is concerning because if you can't get your starting pitching going, you're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, but, you know, the American League isn't exactly infused with a lot of great teams. The Red Sox will be there. If they don't win the division, they're going to get a wild card. They're going to be in the playoffs. You just want to avoid that one-and-done, winner-take-all scenario in the wild card showdown.
Bruins signed a 6'3" John Beecher.
What's your opinion about
draft
that?
Pick.
30th pick in the draft.
He's got good hands.
Good lateral movement.
Well to his right.
I thought he said better to his left, actually.
No, he's a center.
Okay.
And who knows? You don't know anything at all about these. Nobody is watching that thing. And the last point, then we'll take a break and come back and go to the phones quickly.
Wow, you're taking over the whole show. I don't have any. Here's the trend. You want to take that, too?
This David Ortiz report is just a joke. It was a joke from the beginning. I agree. He's a lovable guy. He makes himself available in a lot of areas here. Charitable, all the things you want to say he is. When he goes back to the Dominican, God knows what he's into or what he's doing. I know they've arrested about half the island. The point that bothers me is I wish somebody could explain the sales receipt for a $5,000 Lexus or whatever kind of car it is that he purchased for some woman, I'd like to go home to my wife and say, oh, yeah, it's just a little car I picked up for her. I mean, I'm sorry. There's another side to David that either needs to be explained or let him come back here, live back here, recover, and kind of reside in the quietness of retirement and go on from there. Because I don't think he came off looking too well at all.
To say the least, we certainly wish him well in his recovery. It's amazing he actually survived
that
wound.
I'm glad he did. I still thank the Red Sox and John Henry for getting him the heck out of there.
Right, and a lot of heroes in that. But
it's an ugly story.
Once again, we have to realize, you know, this is, you know, maybe even more graphic and more disturbing and alarming than some of the others, that athletes are simply human beings. They're not infallible.
Well,
they're not
like
immortal.
What
we do.
Just saying
it's our fault.
Treat them like that. Stop
right.
Worshiping the ground they walk
right.
on.
And, you know, it's difficult if you're a Red Sox fan not to do that. He's the most clutch player in the history of the franchise.
Fine, and you worship him if you choose to when he's got the uniform on.
Right.
And now that he doesn't, I think you have to look at him for who he is. And I think that's I wish him nothing but the best. I hope he recovers and he's fine. But this was a ugly, ugly story that nobody looks good.
All right. Where do you want to go from here, Larry?
I want to know why you spent $85,000 on a car.
Yeah, I wish.
And does your wife know about it?
Can I do the trend now?
Wow. We got the trend?
Yeah, got the trend. You've been waiting for the last 25 minutes.
I've been waiting
minutes.
For the trend.
All right. Here it is.
Let me take a bathroom break.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Your opinion about the Celtic draft, did they do well? Do you agree with some of the national draft experts who think the Celtics did pretty well? Some A's and B's in there. Your thoughts on the Celtic draft and where do they go next? Right here on Sports Radio, Mustard and Johnson.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mustard and Johnson are rocking the Saturday Sports Talk on Sports Radio WEEI.
The part of the thing was Kyrie Irving didn't like Boston. I've been told this by many people. He didn't like living in Boston. He just didn't. You know, by the end, he had issues with Brad. By the end, he had issues with Danny. By the end, he had issues with pretty much all of us, right? So.
That's Jackie Mack. Talking about the
he doesn't want to be here
and travails of one Kyrie Irving. You know, there's a jam parking.
Why can't you get angry about that?
Who is?
You.
Why should I be angry? He's gone. I don't want.
I mean, I know you're used to people not liking you, but this is like an athlete who is making ridiculous money.
Why are you making this about me?
Because you're not angry about it. He had a 5-year deal on the table, making unbelievable money. He can't get out of here fast. I'll help him tape boxes up. He can't get out of here fast enough for me.
See, I believe, and you said this at the top of the show, that you put the onus and the blame on Danny and Brad. I put it more on Danny. I've been very consistent with this because Danny, for all his kudos and accolades that he's received, mostly with justification, put together a roster that was untenable for this team. It didn't work. Brad Stevens was the wrong coach for that roster. You need a special kind of coach to deal with Kyrie, or you need a special kind of player, LeBron, to play alongside. See, neither of which happened in Boston.
The problem that you need to understand, it's a new day. That's right. When they keep comparing players, is this one as good as that one? That's so stupid. It's a different culture now. These guys wouldn't be flying through the air and doing these acrobatic dunks and everything back in the days of Russell and Chamberlain and like. They'd find themselves flat on the floor. It's a different game now. And these players are different. These players have all the power. And they, at the end of the season, it's these teams out here begging these players to come back. It's ridiculous the way the game is being played.
But Larry, it's marketplace. You don't go to a Celtic game or tune on a Celtic game to watch ownership. You don't go to watch Danny Ainge make maneuvers from the general manager's box. You go to watch the players.
I expect the athlete to be able to realize how lucky he is and what a great situation he's in and to act like it.
Right. Kyrie, now remember, Kyrie didn't choose to come to the Celtics. He shot his way out of Cleveland. We understand that, and certainly one of his intended...
Nobody forced him to sign here.
Okay, one of his... Well, he hasn't signed yet, obviously.
Well, I mean when he was here.
But he was traded, Larry. It was a different contract.
That.
It was Cleveland's contract. Yeah, he said that Boston would be one of the places that he wouldn't mind going. But I give... And Danny, it fell into his lap. I understand that. Isaiah was hurt. He was on. Certainly, you had gotten everything out of IT that you possibly could have gotten. No one is blaming Danny for making that trade. Unfortunately, the roster as assembled last year was dysfunctional for a lot of different reasons, and we miss that. And Brad Stevens was the wrong coach for that mix of players. I think you take a step back. You retool, as Wick Grosbeck said this week on NBC Sports Boston, and that's what's going to happen. And I think you'll see a better Brad Stevens as a coach, and I think you'll see a team that I think Celtic fans are going to like, personality-wise, without Kyrie, but they're not going to be as successful as they could have been had things worked out the way they should have been for the Celtics.
Well, Stevens has to be a little tougher. That's all I'm saying. He's got to be a little bit tougher than he was this past year.
All right, let's get to the phone. 617-779.
You realize I am doing this. Don't try this at home. I am doing this show right now without headphones. So I will have to listen through your phones across the desk and do the best I can to hear what people are saying. You do realize that.
So you're not able to hear your own dulcet tones,
exactly.
Your mellifluous voice.
Right now, I'm dishing out some of the best material I've ever had.
You've never been better.
I can't even hear it.
You've never been
better.
No
hiccups, no nothing. I'm ready. I'm fired up and ready to go, and I can't even hear it.
What are the over-under about the number of minutes it will take before you erupt into a hiccup fit? I'd say it's 10.
You're tempting me. Let me get some popcorn in here and see how you do.
Yeah, that happened like 15 years ago.
Happens every time you look at popcorn.
By the way, speaking of co-hosts and some of their little squabbles over the year, we had our share at one point. But did you check out the first half hour?
I'm telling you, there was blood in the studio and everything.
The debut of Mark James with a C, Andy Hart with a Y. Their debut lived up to all the promise, all the expectation. It was ugly, and it was beyond ugly. It was a bloody, you're absolutely right, it was a bloody mess. It was as ugly as you could possibly get. Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah, we started out that way. It's funny, and it wasn't anything.
It wasn't planned?
It wasn't put on or anything. We really did not like each other, and it took a long time.
Now, you didn't like me.
Craig, you've changed a lot. When you started out here, you were arrogant, condescending. People did not like
no,
you.
No, it was a radio personality. That was you. No, it was not me.
It was you.
You humbled me.
Okay, you want to get into an argument about this?
You've humbled me, Larry, over the years?
I don't know what happened, but you became a very likable guy.
You're going around taking credit for it.
We've been together well over 20 years.
You know what? Let's see. What changed? Craig was arrogant, pompous, condescending.
You stopped
in 779.
But in any event, we started out that way. I happen to like Mark James a lot. I like him. He's a great guy off the air. I think he's entertaining. Wait a minute. That producer has found a set of headphones.
Well, I love just pulling back the curtain, exposing all
Why
the inner workings of WEEI. I don't want to get to the phones until Larry has headphones and he's able to participate in conversations with our listeners.
John Anderson. Joey's office and got these?
Coming to the rescue.
Hey,
do those work?
Did you get these from Joey's office?
I got them from like a vague filing cabinet somewhere in the building.
Very surreptitious. Nice job, John Anderson.
Are these the big O's?
Ooh, now you're going to sound really intelligent about the NBA. All right, you ready to roll there? All right, let's get to the phone. 617-779-7937. Well, John and Malden's on the line, so that can mean only one thing, ladies and gentlemen. It is high. It is far. It is John from Malden.
That's right. Yankees won again, Craig. Winning and winning. Keep talking Yankee talk.
Yankee talk.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, what a fantastic...
John, you should have been in Stop and Shop in Franklin last night. I was ordering my usual rotisserie chicken salad, and what should I see to my surprise, to say the least, was this young man with a big CC Sabathia T-shirt on, number 52 in blue.
Really?
And then with a Yankee hat, and his son couldn't have been more than 2 years old in the shopping cart with a Yankee cap on. I said, are you sure you know what you're doing right here in the middle of Red Sox enemy territory? And we had a nice conversation about the Bombers.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
It doesn't happen very often. You know, you don't see people shopping at Stop and Shop in the eastern Massachusetts area fully decked in Yankee paraphernalia.
Well, I would think maybe they'd have a Luke Voigt or a Aaron Judge shirt, but a CC Sabathia, there we go. Like it.
All right, but the Red Sox are starting to play some good baseball, John. So
Aaron Judge returns today.
He was back yesterday, Larry. He went like 0-for-4. And Stanton was in there, and he struck out. And
of course he struck out.
Of course, yes. They're up to their old tricks again here. So hopefully they don't dismantle the train off the tracks. But here come the Red Sox.
Watch out for the Red Sox. They are far from done, as we well know.
They have a lot of talent. I mean, we've been sitting around waiting for them to do better than 500 baseball or below that, and now they're finally getting it together. You know, if the Yankees didn't have this big lead and were winning all these games, the Red Sox would be right there, right near first place.
But I will not count the Red Sox out of the division. It's far too early. Absolutely far. They had a chance to, if they had swept, perhaps, in that second series of the stadium a couple weeks ago, lost the Sunday night game, that would have put the Red Sox 9.5 out. That might have been enough. But this division is far from over. There's basically three teams in the American League. Yankees, Red Sox,
Astros. How did you like Sale last night?
I was watching the Yankees. I really didn't see it.
It lasted about 70 pitches.
Well, why was that, Larry?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. Was it 16, 20 million? How much did he sign for?
26, 27, something like that. So,
well, he's not, as Mark C. with a James would call him, right? He's Chris Frail. I mean, the guy is just, he's just not built for the long term to give you eight innings a game, so...
I say make him a closer.
No, they need to baby him a little bit, that's all. But, I mean, the Red Sox are playing better. As long as Tampa Bay keeps losing, you guys might end up in the first wild card in another week or so. It's not going to take too much longer. But, I mean, have you seen this team the Yankees are going to put on the field, Craig, with these right-handed hitters?
That's a lot of talent.
It's better than most all-star teams. So I don't know if the Red Sox are going to be able to catch them for the division.
All they need to do, Craig, is
to get Severino or Domingo Germán back. We just need one starter, reliable starter back in the lineup, and that's it.
The problem is, you know, obviously pitching's still not there. Nice to have CC as a number five. Tanaka's too inconsistent. Severino has never really come through in the postseason. And if you have grandiose notions, John, which I know you do, about the Yankees, you want to win another World Series, get closer to the Red Sox in the 21st century, got to come up with a better starting staff. 617-779-7937. Quick break. More of your calls coming up. Mustard and Johnson, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's get you back to more of Mustard and Johnson on Sports Radio WEEI.
I hosted the longest nationally syndicated sports talk show of all time. Like, more people know Jim Rome than a podcast on Patriots.com.
So your claim to fame is you know Jim Rome?
No. I actually don't know him, but I'm saying...
I worked alongside Tom Brady for 20 years. Okay. That doesn't mean I'm Tom Brady.
No, I know that, but I'm saying I actually hosted his show.
How many times? Once? Twice? Three times?
Probably like 30 times.
Great! Okay. I don't care. I never heard it.
But more people heard that, me interviewing Steph Curry on there, than they heard your Patriots.com pissy-ant podcast.
Did he use the word pissant on the air?
Yeah, he did.
Suspend that guy's butt. Unbelievable. Mark with a C, Andy with a Y. Just a sample of what you'll no doubt hear coming up at 11 o'clock live from Fenway.
I tell you, it's tough to do a show, though, when somebody's going to counterpunch everything that you have said the day before. Or Mark was on a couple of nights this week. That's a tough show.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In other words, if you did a show by yourself, let's say during the week.
Only can dream.
And then, please, you've had your chance.
I want to go back to being arrogant, pompous, and condescending.
Yeah, that's right. You know what your nickname around the station is? Anchor.
Anchor?
You pull everything
Hello!
Down. Yeah, you pull everything down.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Yeah. All right, go to the phone.
6-1, thank you. Why don't you take over? I'm too busy being arrogant, condescending, and what was the other word you used?
Racist.
Racist, of course.
Yeah. Your wife loves me, so it's got to be you.
I'm sure, but she loves a lot of guys. Ralph and Cranston. Kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, forget about that trip to Connecticut.
I might just stay there. I might just stay in Connecticut after that comment.
Whoa.
Ralph and Cranston, you're next on Sports Radio WEEI.
Ralph!
Hey, good morning, guys.
Ralph, how are you?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. Well, how are you feeling?
Hey, be careful what shirt you wear when you sit in public places.
What do you mean?
Ortiz.
Oh, I got to tell you, I did a little thing on this week. You know, no matter what happened, I think this hurt this guy as far as sponsorship goes. You know, something's going on in his life.
You know what, Ralph? They don't care around here about that. He's their hero. They love him. If he bought some woman some $85,000, they don't care. They love him.
The only thing I'm disappointed in is that, you know, he should have thought better. It's almost like a craft thing where you should have did a little stuff better with your life. I mean, this guy had an amazing, has an amazing life. Why would you mess with it at all, Larry?
Can I ask you a question and then we'll get on to why you're calling. You remember when Mo Vaughn had that crash on 95 and turned the car over and the police officer came there and everything? You know, remember what his reply was? We can get out of anything. And that's pretty much the way these people are. They just feel no matter what happens, they can get away with anything.
Hey, Paul Pierce almost died, too, in a nightclub shooting. Yeah, and we didn't,
different.
And you know what? How is it different? This obviously wasn't a mistaken identity, but we didn't think less of Paul Pierce when he finally won that championship in 2008. I don't think it will be compromised, his reputation, Poppy's reputation, but not too much.
No,
your thoughts on Danny and the Celtics, Ralph?
time will heal it, but, right. you know, it's just disappointing because he probably, whatever he was doing with his life, he should have thought a little better, even if he's associating with these kind of people. But either way, all right, the Celtics. You know, we've talked about Kyrie all year, and, you know, he's this and he's that. And it, but this team, you know, you have to point the whole problem at Ainge and Stevens because, I mean, Ainge bought the groceries and it didn't work. So that's number one. It, you look at him and you say, well, these guys together didn't work. But what caused a lot of this problem was that with the first guy who popped off last year, the first one, whether it be Brown, Morris, whoever came out and started it, they should have put that to an end right away. They should have ran
it out. They should have nipped it in the bud.
Yep. And they didn't do it. So they caused a lot of the dissension by letting it go. They should have said, look, this is not the Celtics way. Can you imagine Belichick tolerating any of the crap that went on last year?
Ralph, you cannot compare the NFL culture with the NBA culture. Very few NFL players can take over a team the way a NBA player can. We all know that's different.
It does not
translate at all. But I do agree with you. Danny put together a roster that didn't work for this coach in this particular group of players.
Yeah. And also, Craig, look, he didn't make a move in the entire year where everyone else did. Philadelphia, Toronto, Milwaukee. I mean, Gasol was out. There were players out there he could have possibly went after. Or, if nothing else, made some kind of move, like maybe trade Morris when he popped off or cut. Did something to say, you know what, we've got to get this back to the sensibility here. We can't have these guys. And you know what? To Stevens, this team just quit in the playoffs. If you look, the last four games, he quit. Yeah, well,
ooh,
you know, somebody said this week that something I agree. He's not that foot-stomping coach. Now, he's a great college coach, but in college they have to pay attention to their coach. You know, their goal is to get to the NBA. Their goal is to say, you know, where am I going to the next step? So they have to do that. But he's not a guy, I think, that has the personality to stomp his foot and say, you know what, stop being a baby. These guys are making $30, $40 million a year, and they're hard to control. And I don't know if his forte is to control it. You know, and I like the guy. I know he's a good coach. But in the NBA, you have to be a little more demonstrative. You know what?
Let me just interrupt for a second, Ralph. I got to get to other calls. Let me just make a comment on that. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Stevens, I think, has the right demeanor to be an NBA coach. We all know that coaches do not determine success in the NBA. We can evaluate Brad Stevens, and I like Brad as many people in Celtic Nation and around the country do, highly respected. But you know as well as I do, Larry, it all comes down to, can the coach get along with the star player? That's all it comes down to.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. If you can get along with a star player, and the problem with this team was that Brad Stevens, for whatever reason, I don't know who can placate, and that's what it really is, placate or mollify a guy like Kyrie Irving. Who can do that?
You could have if you got rid of half the team.
But you would have to come up.
Didn't like the kids.
It comes down to this. It comes down to the players on the team have to provide the leadership. There was no leadership. Kyrie tried. He's not a leader. He's a wingman. We know it. He's not an alpha. He's a beta.
What do you think he called LeBron for?
Exactly. And, you know, there were still rumors swirling about, they don't have the cap space to do it now, that Kyrie possibly could have gone to the Lakers. Isn't going to work for the Lakers at this point. But Kyrie understands he has to play along someone who he respects, who is a bigger and better player and slash leader than he is. It had nothing to do with Brad Stevens so much as you just need that other player on the court. 617-779-7937. Hour number one in the books. Plenty of phone calls to get to. Steve Volpet from the Boston Herald weighing in on the Celtic draft coming up in hour number two. And more of your calls right here on Sports Radio WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.